Hey, welcome into the high school hockey report here in the great state of Michigan. I am Sean Bellegian, and what we're going to try to do over the course of this season is every week talk about what's going on around the great state of Michigan in the high school hockey ranks. Hopefully, we'll have a different coach or two, or in today's case, three, to come in and tell us not only what is going on in their league or with their particular team, but certainly what is going on around the state as well. All right, without further ado, let's welcome in our first guest. He is the head coach at Salem. Of course, they are a member of the KLAA South. Off to a 1-1 start this season. Welcome in head coach Ryan Ossenmacher. And first of all, Ryan, thanks for joining us. Tell us about what's going right for your team so far.
So far, like you said, we're 1-1. We started off the season with a loss against Novi, a good 3-2 game. We pulled that up with a win against Canton, 6-3. We've got quite a few returning guys. Last year's team finished ranked 7th in D1. We bring back the majority of our scoring. I think 7 of our top 10 guys are back. So we should be able to put the puck in the net. What we're looking to kind of do is shore up defensively a little bit. Which playing in the KLAA, which is arguably one of the top leagues in the state, you've got to bring it every night. And if you don't, like our first game against Novi, you're going to get beat.
Coach, it's so interesting you mentioned the KLAA because you and I were talking about this before we started taping. You know, in the past, it seemed like there were the usual suspects. And it's no disrespect because those programs are still getting it done. But what you're seeing now around this state is you're seeing a lot of competition at every level. And I think the KLAA really made a statement last year.
Yeah, I think if you looked back 10 or 15 years ago, you could probably, in October, draw up the two or three or four teams that had a chance to win a state title. But, you know, with high school hockey improving across the state like it has over the last 10 years, you're just seeing more and more teams be able to compete for a state title. And so last year, obviously, with two state titles and a runner-up coming from one league, it's a true testament to the type of programs we have and the coaching and just the quality of the product. Kids want to play there now, and so that just raises the level for everybody, and it makes high school hockey more interesting. The more teams involved, more communities involved, the better it is for everybody.
Well, and you know, we have to go back to the players as well, because another thing we were talking about before we started taping, I mean, you go back 20 years ago, forget 20 years ago, go back 10 years ago, the level of play, the caliber of play, the caliber of player, I mean, it's like night and day to even a decade ago.
I mean, if you look, and I think the testament is of the players who have moved on. I mean, if you look 10 years ago, like you said, there's just a handful of schools moving on, a handful of kids. And today, every year, you know, our high school programs are pushing out kids to the USHL, the NA. I mean, you have kids now that are in the NHL that have played high school hockey in Michigan. And so that, again, is a testament to the product, because there's just more schools competing, which then there's more players. And you're getting the travel kids to come play for your high schools. 10, 15 years ago, I think it was a struggle for coaches. Is you actually had to compete with the local midget programs to try and get kids to come play for you. And I think now coaches are finding that that's not the case anymore. Kids want to play for their high school, so they're coming out, which raises the level for everybody.
You know, you talked a little bit about where Salem is at. You're looking to put the puck in the net, off to a 1-1 start. I'd like you to, I guess, look outward, if you will. Tell me what's caught your eye at this early juncture of the season. Anything jump out to you?
Well, I think the parity right now, just the number of teams that seem to be in that mix, the top echelon, is just more than ever. So if you look across our league, you have your Brighton, you have Stevenson, we have Staz here from Rochester Unified. You've just got a lot of teams now that are competing that in the past we didn't have as many. So if you look, I think some of those teams are off to great starts. They've been great games. And the thing is people want to play these top teams. We've already seen some really good matchups, whether it be Stevenson and Rochester Unified, whether it be Cranbrook and Stevenson, Brighton, Orchard Lake, St. Mary's. You've seen the matchups already, and so you're starting to get a feel for what the better teams are and who they can compete against. And really, a lot of those games have been close, so overtime games, one-goal games here and there. So it really shows that the product is strong.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us. I mean, you gave us the perfect segue, so I'll go over to, am I allowed to call him Staz? I guess I'll ask him. The head coach at Rochester United, Coach Craig Staszkowski, or Staz, if I may. First of all, Coach, appreciate you joining us here. Thanks for talking some high school hockey with us.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. I'm glad you're able to do this for us.
Let's talk about your team. You guys are off to a 3-1 start in the OAA Red. And, you know, we were just talking about this from the KLAA standpoint, but I guess from afar, you can probably look at it and say, hey, the KLAA did it. Why not us?
Absolutely. I think last year the OAA was a little bit of a younger league. This year, you know, everybody's, you know, pretty much just, you know, gained the experience and everyone's got a year older. And I feel that the OAA is going to have a very solid season all the way through.
Let's talk about your team a little bit. As I mentioned, off to a 3-1 start. You like to measure yourself against the best, and say what you will, Lavonia Stevenson got the job done last year. Epic game against those guys, and I think it was a message to everybody of what your team, of what Rochester United is capable of doing.
Well, I think, you know, if we're going to, you know, be able to compete against the teams and get to the level where we want to get to, we need to play against teams like that. And, you know, I think it was big for our guys to see that, you know, that they were able to compete against a team that is as good as Lavonia Stevenson. So, you know, I think our whole schedule is kind of set up that way, and that was kind of our goal going in. So we're hoping that, you know, putting together a schedule like that's going to prepare us, you know, for March and hopefully to make an extended run.
Sean Belegian, it's the High School Hockey Report. So glad you could join us right now, talking to the head coach at Rochester United, Craig Stiskowski. You know, it's interesting because, again, before the show, we were all sitting around talking, and in the past, you know, you had a couple big names from way up north. You had a couple teams from out west, so to speak, and you had CC, you had Trenton. Well, now you're having some quality kids and some quality teams in areas like Rochester. There's a heck of a lot of talent coming out of that area.
Yeah, I think, you know, not too far back, I think at one point Rochester was the biggest hockey association in Michigan. So I think, you know, for us, just like Ryan was saying earlier, one of the big things was to get these players to eventually come and play high school hockey. And now, outside of the very top players who are probably not going to play high school anyways, they're moving on a little quicker. You know, we're getting the kids that we weren't getting previously, which is why I think we're able to compete.
Well, you're off to a great start so far. I really appreciate you joining us. Continued success, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon, Coach Stas.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, one last coach to talk to here on the Michigan High School Hockey Report. I'm Sean Belegian. Glad you can join us. Let's welcome in the head coach at Lavonia Stevenson, Dave Mitchell. And you know, Mitch, it's interesting. You hear it all the time at every level. Where's the hangover? Is there going to be a hangover? Of course, you guys got the job done in Division II last year. What did you do to try to remedy that ahead of time?
It's all in the preparation, all in what our approach to things. You know, with the schedule we have and with the quality of high school hockey nowadays, you know, we understand that you're going to have to be prepared night in and night out. So we prepare. We did our things over the summer. We did our things in the fall. And it's just in the approach that we take and that these other programs are starting to take. We understand that the level of high school hockey is on its way up. I mean, and we're glad to be part of it. So we understand night in and night out that we have to be prepared to go.
Well, you guys are off to a good start as well. You know, that's one of the things that you were looking to do, come out of the gate strong. You're 5-1. Your guns are firing. But have you noticed there's a bullseye on you so far?
You know, sure. And I don't want to say we welcome it, but we like expectations, as all the top programs do. You know, we feel with the expectations, you know, it prepares our guys, it keeps them humble and makes us ready to go. So again, you know, with so many quality programs that are around high school hockey now and the growth of the sport, you know, we couldn't be happier to you know, keep pushing and keep trying to improve our program and helping high school hockey grow as a whole.
You know, years ago, there used to be point nights. You know, you had this team on the schedule, you had that team on the schedule, and guys would be thinking to themselves, oh, cool, I'm going to rack up the points and everything. But as we were talking about with the other coaches, hey, look, you know, in the KLAA or in the OAA, you can't afford to take that night off. There's a Rochester United out there. There's a Salem out there. There's a whomever out there. You better bring it night in, night out now around the great state of Michigan.
No doubt. I mean, it's, you know, with our league and the OAA and the growth of just in the Metro Detroit area, in the MIHL, obviously, with as strong as they are. And then, you know, we take trips, and all of us, you know, here take trips. We go up to the Traverse City area to play those teams and the teams up north with the Houghtons and Calumets. I mean, it's just quality hockey all over the state of Michigan. And, you know, I think we're, you know, we all think here we're headed in the right direction. So, yeah, there's no nights off. It's you build your schedule, you prepare, your guys do the things in the fall that they can do. You know, we're promoting our guys. Our guys are now getting to the point where they're getting looks and they're going to be moving on and the growth of the sport. And again, we're on our way up for sure.
Coach, really appreciate the time. Continued success to you. This is our first attempt at this. Hopefully we get a chance to all reconvene. We're going to try to do this each and every week. A special shout out to my producer, Drew. Drew is the magic. He's the guy that nobody can see right now that's putting this all together. But continued success to all three of you. As I said, we're going to try to do this each and every week, keep you in touch with what's going on around the great state of Michigan with the best sport on the earth, the great game of hockey. I'm Sean Beligian. We'll talk to you next week.